Hey, it's your girl Tiffany Haddish, and you're watching Life Minute TV. Stay tuned. It's more that's happening in a minute of a life. Well, for me, this means a lot because it's me stretching in a different direction. I've never done anything that is so sci-fi. Also, dramatic and funny in this way. It's very new for me, and I never played a struggling mom before. Well, that's a lie. I have played a struggling mom, but I didn't like that role.
And for me, this movie's the sort of biggest, most technically ambitious thing I've ever tackled. But mostly, the thing I'm proudest of is just the human story in this movie and the way Tiffany's performance carries the movie and Asante Black, our leading man, and just the whole thing has been a joy to work on.
And he's an excellent director. I would like for him to direct two more things. I'm just trying to get through to his people to get the script to him. But he's so busy because he's so successful. He's so good at his job. But I'm going to lock you in. We're going to get you a million or more.
Honestly, the most exciting part of filming this was just getting, obviously, I'm going to say the obvious answer, to getting to work with such an amazing crew and cast. Mm-hmm. But also just, like, the aliens. I thought that was so cool. I was so excited. And, like, getting to see how the CGI works and everything, like, during the filming process was so interesting and so cool to learn about.
Oh, my God. It's been amazing. It's been so fun. I got to see some really good friends that I haven't seen in a while. John Magaro is here in the movie. Amelia Jones, who I'm a dear friend, was in a movie with her and hanging out with Kylie and Corey and Ari, and it's just been amazing. It's been so fun.
My last day on Earth, girl, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate, but I definitely find me a very handsome human male. And ravish him.
I can't beat that. I would probably just eat some good food. I would find some good food and sleep. Sleep is great.
Dance. That's what that dancing with no clothes on. Not in Utah though, because it's too cold here.